Baby girl, I'm so excited to announce that the enrollment is now open for the transformative Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy 6-week course that I designed specifically with you in mind. In this course, you will embark on a journey of self-discovery, inner healing of your subconscious mind, eliminating limiting beliefs around building wealth and living an abundant life. Say goodbye to financial limitations and hello to a life of opulence. You will gain the discernment and knowledge necessary to building lasting wealth as you are guided through a clear plan and direction for creating the life you've always dreamed of. If you don't know my story, I was a broke, partying hairdresser, and then my dad unexpectedly died. And through the healing process of working on my own scarcity mindset, I was able to work less, fire clients, double my income, and travel the world. In this course, I will teach you everything I have learned so that you're able to develop unshakable confidence and embody the life you want to live. Each week includes journal prompts for you to be able to create a vision plan with actionable steps to manifest your dreams. Let go of fear and uncertainty as you take charge of your financial future. Through the 6 weeks of Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy, you will acquire the skills and mindset needed to achieve financial independence. You will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-worth around money. Transform your mindset and daily habits to embrace abundance and overcome scarcity. You'll receive a lifetime access to the course, and the first 50 people to sign up and pay in full will receive a limited edition coffee mug to remind you that wealth and prosperity is your birthright. Sign up at itsconway.com and the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there, and I can't wait to hear about the transformations that happen. Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over 6 figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Good morning, it's Conway. This is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I am filming this at 8 in the morning. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I work out in the mornings, and so this is a very rare occurrence that I would be filming a podcast and vlogcast at this time, but I literally leave for the airport in like a couple hours. And I have to do this book review because there is no way I'm going to fly with the same books to then do it then in Nashville and not remember anything that I'm telling you. So I guess April was like really reading strong. So this would be like March, tail end of March, beginning of April. But anyways, this is what I have read. This reminds me I also paid my rent. So mental note that I need to pay my rent. But anyway, so let's just do it. I am so excited that I've received so many good, like such great feedback on book reviews and that people are really interested in books and what I'm reading. And I mean, I've gotten so much out of every single book that I have read, and especially in this stack of books. Some of them I've read multiple times, and every time I read them, I just see something new and different. And obviously it's like a really cool thing because when you reread a book, you can see how much you've grown, you know, because like I write in my books and I highlight. And I really suggest doing that because it's so fun looking back, especially when you put like a note of like, say, a person and the date or whatever the situation is. Because then when you go back and reread the book, you're like, I see how God showed up in my life. And I also see how much more mature I am, that like what I was freaking out over was so silly. And it gives you a better perspective on knowing that the things that you're kind of giving a lot of your energy to, you don't need to. Right? Because it's all really already taken care of. Everything is already perfect. It's all a part of your journey. Like, it's just a really cool thing. So anyways, I will have to say this caveat about a lot of spiritual books. I don't know if it's just because it's 2023, our attention spans are a lot shorter, but a lot of the books I'm like, dude, these just feel really redundant. Or I'm like, you could have Reader's Digested this. So just know that some of these are really, really big. So that's interesting. First on the list is The Power of the Subconscious Mind. This is by Joseph Murphy, PhD, DD. So this is the updated version. So definitely highly suggest getting the updated version. There's like an old school version, but the old school version is like a quarter the size. I love this book. So it's just the power of your subconscious mind. Literally, it is what it is about. And our subconscious mind. Oh, found my list of to-dos. I guess I must have flown with this. If you don't know already, I write all my to-dos on a post-it note. This is giving me anxiety because how many of those did I actually accomplish? Obviously, they aren't that important because this was a month ago. But anyways, the power of your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind is always playing the background of your life. It is literally the thing that helps you breathe without you thinking about it. It's the thing that pumps your heart without you having to consciously pump your heart, right? So your subconscious mind is your subconscious. So when you experience trauma, anything like that, you create a limiting belief around it, and it's always going to play out in your life. That's why when you see a lot of your friends that have really self-destructive habits, anything like that, and you're like, why don't you just get off the rat race? They're like their own, basically, it's like their own problem, right? So that's the subconscious, and that's trauma. So you can give them empathy because you're like, oh, that's just like trauma that you haven't worked through. You haven't healed yet. And so that's why they keep reliving this like roller coaster of just like a shitstorm, right? And it's interesting. So anyways, we have so much power over our subconscious mind, and we have so much power over, you know, being able to heal it and reprogram it so that we can live the life that we want to live and the 100% abundance that we want to live in. Right. So that's a lot of like what I go to spiritual psychology, like why I'm a spiritual psychologist, why I do the E4 trauma method, because it really does help. Your subconscious controls everything. So it controls your money, your business, so everything. So when you improve upon and realize the power of your subconscious mind, every single aspect of your life will improve because literally your subconscious controls everything. So your business, your friendships, your relationships, your career, your money, your creative endeavors, your, you know, however you experience life, your physical body, it literally controls everything because it controls your heart rate. It controls your heartbeat. So it's just really, really powerful. So 100%, I think every single person should read this and feel empowered. It's the same as like The Body Keeps the Score. If you've read that book, a lot of psychologists, social workers, just anyone in that field has to read The Body Keeps the Score. It's very similar because the subconscious keeps the score because the subconscious wants to protect you. So it creates these limited beliefs. That's why you keep dating the same bag over and over and over again. Right? So 100%, everyone should read this book. And it's really easy to read. So I'll read you just a little excerpt of like whatever I highlighted. And these will probably pop up on my Instagram anyways. This one got really highlighted. Some of them I really go to town and like doodle in. So like this, all frustration is due to unfulfilled desires. If you dwell on obstacles, delays, and difficulties, your subconscious mind responds accordingly. And you're blocking your own good. You can build radiant health, success, and happiness by the thoughts you think in the hidden studio of your mind, your subconscious mind. Desire to do things the easy way with the sure aid of mental science. You must ask believing if you are to receive. Your mind moves from the thought to the thing. Unless there is a first an image in your mind, it cannot move, for there would be nothing for it to move toward. Your prayer, which is your mental act, must be accepted as an image in your mind before the power from your subconscious will play upon it and make it productive. You must reach a point of acceptance in your mind, an unqualified and undisputed state of agreement. So basically, when you want to manifest and create something, each one of us has a divine calling on our lives, no matter where you're at. The homeless guy, the garbage man, you know, the president, everyone has a divine calling on their life and they have a visual of it. Like, have I ever visualized that I'd ever be president? No, because it isn't in my lineage of what I want to do and what the calling of my life is. Joe Biden did. Donald Trump did. I don't care if you like them or not. So, like, that might be a trigger point for you, just me mentioning their names. But they had a vision in their mind that that was who they're going to be, and they set out for it, right? So that's how what they're talking about. You have to have an image in your mind for something for you to work towards. So if you have something that's a divine calling in your life, even if it seems ridiculous, like mine is, I want to be the female Tony Robbins. That's all I want to be. I want to help as many people as possible. I want to throw amazing retreats where people have complete transformation. And that's what my divine calling in my life is, and travel the world and have houses in multiple areas of the world. But that is really unique to me. It may not be that might be something where like, I don't have that as a dream at all. But that's my vision. There's other people that share my vision as well. And that's amazing because there is no competition. We all have our own flavors, so it doesn't matter. But you have to first visualize it. It's like someone being handicapped and not able to walk. They have to be able to visualize that they can walk and believe that they can do it in order for their subconscious mind to even start putting that to process. But if they've already defeated themselves, and you've met a lot of people that are already self-defeated, well, my life is just over. You're like, well, and so it is. Because they can't visualize anything outside of that. So, amazing book. 100% get it. I'm also going to put all the Amazon links to it. They're my affiliate links, so that helps me out because it helps support me putting on this podcast because it helps me pay my bills. So please support me in that way. Next up, The Biology of Belief, Unleashing the Power of the Conscious Matter and Miracles. This is by Bruce H. Lipton. I absolutely love this book. This book is amazing too. This goes into the science of how the subconscious mind works in programming your cells. So your genetics don't necessarily determine who you are. How freeing is that? I'm going to repeat it again. Your genetics do not determine your health and your wellness and your well-being or anything about you at all. You have the power to reprogram yourselves. And he scientifically proves it in this book that you have the power to do that. And I think the best example of this is people that have cancer and they take it as a death sentence. And sure enough, they die in 6 months because they give up. But the people that keep a positive attitude that are like, I'm going to survive this, guess what? They live and they survive cancer. That's the difference. And what is it? What's the only difference? A thought. So if you can control your healing and something bad because of your thought, how much can you control in your body and your life if you don't ever let that thought of cancer enter it? Like, there's so much freedom and power in it. And so he dives in deeply into everything about it, about how your cells work, how the membranes work, how your mind connects with the cell membranes. Like, here's an excerpt from it. The fact that energy and matter are one and the same is precisely what Einstein recognized when he concluded that E equals mc squared. Simply stated, this equation reveals that energy, E, equals matter, M, mass, multiplied by the speed of light, squared, C squared. Einstein revealed that we do not live in a universe with discrete physical objects separated by dead space. The universe is one invisible dynamic whole in which energy and matter are so deeply entangled, it is impossible to consider them as independent elements, meaning that we're all connected. Like, each one of us is connected. You listening to this and watching me right now, I'm connected to you. I can feel you. You can feel me, right? You can feel that energetic vibration. It's the same thing as when you enter a room and you meet people and you can feel the energy. You can feel that they're sad. You can feel that they're not vibing. Like, it's like when you go on a date and you're like, oh, this sucks. You know what I mean? That's because we're all connected. And it's even more interesting because every single physical object you feel, physical object, is not even really a physical object. It's just a bunch of atoms being held together. But they're not, that is the part that will blow your mind. So that's where it goes into like physics and that metaphysics and physics, it's all connected. Like, we are all spiritual beings, no matter what you believe. We all are. And each one of the ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha, they all offered insight and wisdom. But at the end of the day, we're all connected by ourselves and we're all connected through energy and we're all connected within the universe of what created the universe. So with that being said, we have a lot more control over finding out who we really are and being able to control ourselves and what ourselves do. So instead of being this victim where it's like, oh, you know, we're just all gonna have cancer and die. That's not true. That's not true at all. So, next up, everyone loves Abraham Hicks right now. She has gotten, but it's really Esther Hicks and then Abraham. But anyways, everyone, I've seen it all over Instagram. And my girlfriend's like, I love Abraham Hicks. Okay, so I bought the book. So this is Abraham Hicks, A New Beginning 1, Handbook for Joyous Survival by Jerry and Esther Hicks. So basically, Esther Hicks, I didn't really know who she was because I'm in this like spiritual community. Like, there's just so many great wise people, right? Like Brene Brown, she's great and wise, you know. So anyways, I didn't really understand who she was. So anyways, it's Esther Hicks, and she is, I guess, embodying Abraham. And so Abraham speaks through her, but I think now she doesn't even really say that anymore. I think maybe now, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I think now she just is embodying that she's saying it, and she's connected to divine source. Hence, we all are connected to that, but divine source. It's that small little voice inside of you, your intuition. So she speaks from that. So it's not necessarily a separate being, but she's writing from the point that this is a separate being. I believe this is, it's 2023 now, and this book was copywritten in 2000. And the first print was in 1988. So this is the reprint. So 1988. So, I mean, I was just like 2 years old when this book came out. Anyway, so she speaks a lot about just, it's interesting to read it. I mean, there's a lot of good points. All the salient points, it's wild. I mean, obviously I read a lot of the same types of books, but they're all interconnected. So they, like most thoughts, particularly those that are not surrounded by high emotion, are not powerful enough to instantly or even quickly manifest into a physical equivalent. But as a thought, by the law of attraction, attracts other thoughts like itself. Eventually that thought does become powerful enough to manifest in the physical equivalent. So, meaning, like, if you're going to manifest something, you're visioning something, you have to, like, energetically energize it with your thought feelings. Like, that it's happening, that it's already happening for you. Because if it's just, oh, I just want to do this, and then you continue on with the day, and you don't have any emotion behind it, probably not going to, it's going to take a really long time to manifest. Anyways, this is a really easy read as well. I also really highlighted everything in here. You are a perfect being as you are. Not perfect in the sense that you are finished, for there is not an ending to growth, but perfect in the sense that as you are is good. I 100% believe in that. So next up is the energy codes. I loved this book. So it's The Energy Codes by Dr. Sue Mortar. It's the 7-step system to awaken your spirit, heal your body, and live your best life. I love this because honestly, in the series of everything that I've read and gone through, this was a really great way to connect it all and like energetically bring life to everything. And like really put that energy into like what you're trying to create. She connects it to her body. So she was a chiropractor and her dad was a chiropractor. And so it really connects with the E4 trauma method, why that works. I apparently didn't finish the book though. I haven't finished a lot of these. I left like the last chapter. I just peace out and I start something else. But yeah, it is great. I mean, 100% it's such an amazing book. So there's a ton of just like, she connects yoga poses to energetically bring in alignment for whatever, you know, is ailing you in your body. So it's really creating a really strong mind-body connection, which if you're already starting with the fundamentals of everything else, like The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, this is a great next step to read to actually embody it and tangibly create that in your life. So I love it. So here's just an excerpt. Communication between the conscious and subconscious levels of the mind has been shut down to emotional overload during key life experiences. That's trauma. This is like the embodiment of the E4 trauma method. This is why I love it. This means we can't get traction creating what we want in life because unresolved issues that lie outside of our awareness are holding us back, i.e. the limited beliefs our subconscious mind has implanted, like created during a very traumatic incident with high emotion. That's what's holding us back from really fulfilling what we want to do. So yeah, it is an amazing book. It's a really easy read as well. She did an amazing job. So 100%. Dr. Sue Mortar, I love you. I would love to meet every single person that's written any of these books. I think most of them are alive so far, but she's great. She also wrote the New York Times bestseller, My Stroke of Insight, which I really would like to read. Next up, we all know, I love Deepak Chopra. I love him so much. Like, I want to just be his, like, BFF. So, obviously, I had to read a book on, and considering I love beauty, I had to read a book on radical beauty written by Deepak Chopra, as well as Kimberly Snyder. So, this is basically, it's a fabulous book. It's lots of different beauty tricks and secrets just for connecting your mind-body connection. But this is more tangible where they offer a lot of recipes and they go into like Ayurvedic tradition and implementing that into your life really seamlessly. So different smoothie recipes for very specific reasons and lots of recipes in general. And there's some beauty recipes too. So I really love this book. This would be an amazing book to gift to someone that loves health and wellness, because it's something that I don't think a lot of people, at least for me, that's like pretty heady. I probably wouldn't have bought this for myself. Even though I love them both, it's a really good read. And if you're someone that's like, have maybe a friend that is like dibble dabbling and being interested in getting healthier, that book would be fabulous. Then this book has been amazing for me, especially with my dream of being the female Tony Robbins. It's Be Heard Now, End Your Fear of Public Speaking Forever, Tap Into Your Inner Speaker and Communicate with Ease. This is by Lee Glickstein, founder of Transformational Speaking. This is a fabulous book. It's so good. And even if you're not interested in public speaking, I really think it's really, really beautiful, because it really makes it tangible to just share your truth. Because honestly, in the age of technology, we may not be standing on stages being a public speaker. But the fact that if you have a YouTube channel and you're scared of doing that, or you're scared of speaking your truth just on Instagram or social media or whatever, this would be a really, really great book for you to just read and build that confidence. Because every single person, and I already know this to be true, every single person has a story to share. And your story is valuable and it's valid, and it is what the world needs to hear. So if you need to hear that again, you are valuable. Your story is valuable. You have value in what you say, and the world needs to hear it. So go out and speak your truth, because you have no clue who it's going to help. Like when I first started doing Grieving with Gratitude, I had no idea who I was going to help. I just knew that at the time when my dad died, I was really looking for someone that I could, you know, identify with in my lifestyle, and who was cool and all those things, and wasn't super granola or super vanilla and like uber Christian and like pious. And I don't know, just I wanted someone that was authentic and real, and I didn't see it out in the world. And so I created it. And through that, like just talking in a room by myself and not knowing who was watching, I didn't know how many lives I would touch. And so your truth is yours. Share it, because there's no reason you went through the things that you went through and overcame them for you not to help share and help someone else know that there's hope and there's joy on the other side of it. Especially with April being Mental Health Awareness Month, 100% share your truth. Like I always say, I will gladly embarrass myself. And like the more I talk about the things that are embarrassed, I'm not embarrassed at all by the things that I've experienced, because there's nothing, I took my power back from it, because the more I share about it, the less embarrassed I am. And guess what? I get to help more people. So I'd gladly embarrass myself to be able to help someone else. So that's my little pep talk for you. But anyways, this is an amazing, amazing book. It's just really well written. It's really easy, applicable. Like for example, to be fully seen and fully heard and to be accepted exactly the way we are. People who feel heard and accepted listen to other people. The more we listen and accept our audience, the more they will hear us. What is wild is public speaking isn't about what you have to say. It's about listening to what people want, you know, are saying. Isn't that wild? It's about listening to what people want to hear. It's about listening to others. It's not about what you have to say and standing on a stage and being perfect. It's about being authentic, and it's about listening and becoming an active listener. So super great book. And especially this would be, that'd be a great book really for anyone that's super shy or is struggling with being able to step into their truth or not really knowing what they're doing with their lives or their career. Because it really allows you to niche down. Because even if you think that you don't have something important to share, you totally do. Because you're a divine individual with a divine purpose and calling on your life. This one is Goddesses Never Age. It's a secret prescription for radiance, vitality, and well-being. This is by Christine Northrup, MD. She's a New York Times bestseller. I feel like everyone is a New York Times bestseller. I'm just saying that. Anyways, I started reading it and, oh gosh. I got more to-do lists in there. I'm going to be real. I didn't actually read this book. I read like two paragraphs or two chapters. Like, look how big it is. And it's just, I hate saying this. It's long-winded. I mean, there's some great insight, but I think with everything else I've read, I also don't think, I don't know. I think it's because everything I've read already and it's just really long. I was like, I just felt like I was kind of going in circles. So I should probably give this another chance. I should probably just really edit this part out. I'm sorry, Christine Northrup. I will kind of reread your book. It's probably because it's also not applicable to me. I mean, I'm going to be 40 in a couple, like, I'm 36, so I'm going to be 40 in a couple years. But, like, honestly, I just, like, don't think I'll ever age. I'm just going to stay 26 forever in aesthetics, but become wiser. So I'm just really going with that because I can manifest and create whatever I want because I control my cells. This book was amazing. So this is Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth, forward by David E. F. Miller, The Principles and Process of True Prosperity. So spiritual economics really goes into your relationship with money and wealth. And from a spiritual standpoint, what does that look like? Because money is not the root of all evil. It isn't. Money is a resource for you to be able to help others. So why not make as much money as you want? Plus, God created you and he wants you to have abundance and be happy. So money is not the root of all evil. This is a great book. It's written really well. It's really easy to read. So here's an excerpt. Human creatures, seemingly so inadequate, so helpless, survived because their defense was in their creative ability and the intuitive flow of ideas in their spiritual dimension, no matter how primitive was its showing. When people think only of being safe, they stifle the urges of personal growth and advancement. Life is for expressing, for growth and expansion. Like, for example, prisoners. We all want security. And, you know, I think that's like I think security is probably the root of all evil. Because when you're seeking security, look at prisoners. They've given up everything to be secure. They've given up their freedom. Like, what is security? What is the cost of security? I want abundance. I don't want security. I want abundance. And I want peace. But I don't need security at the loss of my whole life. So that is the end of my book review. And this is a special, special announcement. My friend, Akari, has written a book called No Habla Fuckboy. And it is so amazing. She just released it. I want to support her in any way possible. So go and follow her. You can find actually the book at @nohabla_fuckboy. On Instagram, and just go support her. She self-published it. She is such a powerhouse. She created all this marketing material. She's done it literally all herself. So what we basically all have been doing is working our normal jobs to pour into these other businesses as a way of helping others. So it really does take a tribe to support each and every one of us. So please, if you can, support us in any way. If it's even just sharing this podcast or YouTube, buying through the affiliate links or just following us on Instagram, that all really, really actually does help us in a really tangible way. So I hope you guys have an amazing day. I hope you have fun reading. Please tell me what your thoughts are on any of these books. I definitely will be keeping most of them. I do donate a ton of books after I'm done. I really do feel like that exchange of energy is really important to not hold on to things, but to give them away. And there have been only a handful of times I've ever repurchased books. So I normally give these away. Follow me on Instagram. Sometimes I actually will do a giveaway on my Instagram stories. So first come, first serve. Whoever, you know, replies back, you just have to pay postage on it, which is like media mail. It's like $3. So you can get one of these books for $3 if I so choose to do that. So just make sure to watch out and see that. Subscribe, share this with your friends. I'm really, really grateful for every single one of you. And just remember, you are the thoughts that you keep. So make sure that they are good, amazing thoughts because that's who you are. And share your f***ing truth. Speak it loud, speak it proud because the world needs it. And they need it more than ever right now, your positive truth. Because there's so much negativity and just people are really angry. And sometimes it's real justified. But it's really hard to have hope when that's the energy because that seems to multiply 1,000 times more than positive energy. So just keep being that bright light in every single person's lives, and it starts with you first. So adios.
So here's a word from our sponsor. Baby girl, I'm so excited to announce that the enrollment is now open for the transformative Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy 6-week course that I designed specifically with you in mind. In this course, you will embark on a journey of self-discovery, inner healing of your subconscious mind, eliminating limiting beliefs around building wealth and living an abundant life. Say goodbye to financial limitations and hello to a life of opulence. You will gain the discernment and knowledge necessary to building lasting wealth as you are guided through a clear plan and direction for creating the life you've always dreamed of. If you don't know my story, I was a broke, partying hairdresser, and then my dad unexpectedly died. And through the healing process of working on my own scarcity mindset, I was able to work less, fire clients, double my income, and travel the world. In this course, I will teach you everything I have learned so that you are able to develop unshakable confidence and embody the life you want to live. Each week includes journal prompts for you to be able to create a vision plan with actionable steps to manifest your dreams. Let go of fear and uncertainty as you take charge of your financial future. Through the 6 weeks of Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy, you will acquire the skills and mindset needed to achieve financial independence. You will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-worth around money. Transform your mindset and daily habits to embrace abundance and overcome scarcity. You'll receive a lifetime access to the course, and the first 50 people to sign up and pay in full will receive a limited edition coffee mug to remind you that wealth and prosperity is your birthright. Sign up at itsconway.com, and the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there, and I can't wait to hear about the transformations that happen. Hey guys, I am so excited to announce that I have released my first edition of my 60-day self-love guided digital journal that is available on Etsy at the store Higher Conversations. This is the first in a series of guided journals that will be centered around different topics to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, boost your confidence, and help you become your highest version. I intentionally created these digital journals to be simple and easy to follow because let's be real, we're all real busy and we aren't trying to do the most, we're just trying to heal. Because you're a listener of the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, I created the promo code Conway to use at checkout. You can find the link in the show notes below. Happy journaling! Hey guys, so if you know me, you know how much I love electrolytes, and I really believe in hydration because most of the time when we think that we're hungry, we're actually not. We're just extremely dehydrated. So I try to focus most of my energy on just being as hydrated as possible, and I'm able to achieve that with RF Supplements electrolyte powder. So I'm so excited to partner up with them. I love their whole product line, from their liquid fat burners to their protein powder, which is delicious, as well as their sleep aid tablets and their pre-workout, which doesn't make me feel like I'm going crazy. So you can purchase any of these online. Follow them on Instagram at RF_Supps, SUPPS, and use RFS Conway at checkout for a discount. Thank you so much for joining me on the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, knowing that you can be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing. If you're ready to transform your trauma into triumph, create the life you want to live, break generational curses, and just level up, please feel free to reach out to me for one-on-one sessions at Conway Is Rad across all social platforms. If you love this show, share it with a friend, and please leave a 5-star review. Have a beautiful day, and I cannot wait to catch up with you on the next episode.